Today on Hands On Wellness, I have another smartwatch to share with you all, and it's not the Apple Watch. I can't wait. Let's check it out. Hands On Wellness is brought to you from LastPass Studios. Access everything you need online simply and securely wherever you're logging in from. LastPass makes security for your digital life effortless. Visit LastPass.com/Twit.
This is Twit.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I am Ant Pruitt, and this is Hands On Wellness here on Twit TV. I hope you all are doing well. I am unbelievable, as always. Folks, personal wellness and fitness is truly important to me. And on this podcast, I like to take a few minutes of your time to share with you different tips and idea and technology that can help you get a better grip on your personal wellness. I appreciate all of the support that you all have provided to me over the last several weeks and several episodes. It does mean a lot. If this is your first time checking out the show, go ahead and subscribe right now on your favorite podcatcher of choice, or just go to our website to check out our subscription options at twit.tv/how. That's twit.tv/how for Hands On Wellness. I appreciate you all joining us, and I appreciate you all helping to grow the Hands On Wellness community. Thank you very much. All right, so let's go ahead and get started with this week's episode. Today, I want to talk about a bit of tech that I've been playing with for the last couple of weeks. Actually, it's been more than a couple of weeks. It's been a couple months now, and it is a smartwatch. Way back on episode 6, I shared with you a smartwatch that was in the price range that's a lot less expensive and something that's a little bit more attainable for most people out there. It wasn't the Apple Watch because, quite frankly, the Apple Watch, as good as it is, it's quite pricey and everybody can't afford it. So I gave you an option on episode 6. So go back and check that out to see what that smartwatch was. Now, today I'm going to talk about a different one, and that is one that is offered from the folks at Withings. And I got to be careful because every now and then I screw up that name. It's Withings, not Withings, Ant. If you hear me say that, write me a comment back and say, hey, you screwed up the name, Ant. All right. Anyway, just playing. This is the Withings Smartwatch Steel HR Sport that we're going to talk about today. This is an outstanding little smartwatch. It's so simple and so useful as far as the user interface and also the data that it's going to provide you to help you keep track of your personal wellness. Similar to a Fitbit pedometer tracker, you're able to track your steps far as if you're taking walks around the neighborhood or just trying to keep a track of how many steps per day, because, you know, we talked about trying to get 10,000 steps in a day. This is going to allow you to keep perfect track of that as long as you're wearing the watch. In addition to that, you can keep up with your heart rate information. You can keep up with your VO max and overall fitness score. You can also keep up with other activities. Like if you want to say, hey, I'm about to spend 20 minutes doing yoga, you can track that and it'll let you know, okay, yep, we logged it and you burned approximately X amount of calories. Your heart rate during the yoga session was elevated at this point in time and it went back down to a resting state at this point in time. Beautiful interface because it ties to your smartphone just the way an Apple Watch does. But the difference is it is not required that you have an iPhone. You can use this with iOS or Android. I love that. So I'm saving money and it's platform agnostic. Now, this isn't a Google Wear OS or Android Wear OS. This is a proprietary operating system provided from the folks at Withings. And it's just, like I said, it's just simple and straightforward and works. The watch itself has one button on it. I'll see if I can show it to you on my screen here. It has one button on it that you just tap to go through the different screens on the display. It is not a touchscreen display, so you don't get to do any type of swiping or anything like that. And all of these different screens are customizable via the Bluetooth app. For example, if I wanted to change this screen from my current heart rate, I could and make it, say, the exercise screen, just in case I was getting ready to start a new session. Now, what I enjoy doing with this watch is each and every morning, I've talked about this before, I like to get up and do a morning photo walk, just get my good bit of cardio, or sometimes I even get up and take the dog with me. That's a good moment to track, hey, I'm actually doing some exercise. So what I can do is as soon as I walk outside, I just hold down this button and it's going to take me to the walking menu. And then I hold down the button and it says, hey, I'm starting to walk. And as it's vibrating on my wrist, it's starting the timer. And it's also sending a signal over to my smartphone to say, hey, you have logged in to start an exercise session. And when I'm done, all I have to do is just hold down the button again. And it allows me to pause it just in case I'm in the middle of something, like someone stopped me to chat while I'm trying to walk. Or if I'm just back, I just hit the button one time, hold it again to say stop, and it will say finish. Now, this is really, really simple and straightforward, but I love how when I open up the app, it shows based on my GPS coordinates, because it does have GPS tracking in this. It shows exactly where I went. It shows the elevation of where I went. If I had, you know, if I was walking, say, a mountain trail or something like that, it shows my pace. It shows my heart rate. And it just lets me know, hey, you're doing really well. You're on your way towards your 10,000 step goal. You're halfway there and things like that. It's really, really neat to keep up with this data. And it also keeps up with it historically, so you can compare back to your notes from the previous day, the previous month, the previous quarter. A lot of analytics to help you keep track and know what's going on. Battery life on this device is outstanding. You get about 20 to 25 days of use on this. It doesn't use a whole lot of juice because there's no tap screen and swiping and things like that. So you're not using a whole lot of battery power. It is water resistant up to 50 meters. And also integrates with your phone beyond just using the app. If you want to get your notifications on there for such as emails or text messages, I have mine set up to get my email notifications as well as my family's group chat notifications. So if I'm out and about doing my thing, whether I'm having a run or having a walk or just a photo walk or what have you, and if the family says, hey, Dad, I need you to go and get another bag of coffee or something, you know, it'll pop up on my display, a notification from the group chat. I need to check my phone. It's not going to allow you to read out the message or anything that way, but it does just gives you a heads up that, hey, an app that you deem important is trying to communicate with you at this time. I like that idea. This is something really, really slick. I like the fact that it doesn't force me to have any specific type of phone. Just if you have an Android phone or if you have an iPhone, it's going to work and it's going to sync up with other services such as MyFitnessPal, which was discussed on episode 14 last week. Go and check that out. It also integrates with Google Fit if you're a Google Fit user to try to track your personal wellness data. At the time of recording this show, you can get the Withings SteelSport HR smartwatch for $199, which is about half the price of some of the Apple watches out there. And I think that's a heck of a value. If you're interested in it, we will put some links in our show notes and show description so you can go ahead and check it out for yourself. All right. My question to you, have you all jumped on the smartwatch craze just yet, or are you still just sort of testing the waters to see what works for you? Now, I've shared two different smartwatch options out there that I think are pretty neat and a great value on your wallet. Let me know in the comments below or just tag me on Twitter with your thoughts. All right, that's going to do it for this week. I really do appreciate you all hanging out with me each and every Friday here on the network. If you have any other questions or some feedback or suggestions and things that you'd like for me to look into here on Hands on Wellness, shoot an email to hal@twit.tv. Or if you just want to, you know, say, hey, I've been working out a little bit more and right now I am progressing to being the beast or whatever, you know, I don't know. Anything you'd like to share, send it on over to hal@twit.tv, and I'll be more than happy to celebrate and give you a virtual high five right there over the web. Also, give me a follow over on Instagram and Twitter. I am @_Pruitt on both platforms, and make sure you're following Twit as well. And we are Twit on Twitter and Twit TV on Instagram. Okay. Thank you all so much. Thank you for sharing the show. Now, safely, be well, and do well. We'll catch you next week. See ya.
Hey, I'm Jason Howell, host of Hands on Android, a techie look at how to customize your Android device, as well as take a look underneath the hood and see what's really going on down there. You can subscribe by going to twit.tv/HOA, or you can find Hands on Android in your podcatcher of choice.